This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with the news. Out of stories first. House of Representatives meeting taking place today afternoon at 3 p.m. in Parliament's building Banesar. Road accident kills one person, leaving 20 others injured in Sindhuli district. And China virus death toll rises to 56 total cases near 2,000. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives is taking place today afternoon at 3 p.m. at Parliament building in Banesar. The Parliament Secretary informed the House Speaker's election schedule has been put in today's meeting of the Parliament. Leader Agniprasad Sapkota from the ruling Nepal Communist Party has registered his candidacy. As per the provision of the House of Representatives regulation, Leader Sapkota is sure to be House Speaker unanimously, as no other candidates have registered their candidacy. A person has died and 20 others injured in a road accident that took place at Kamalamai Municipality 2 in Sindhuli district this morning. The deceased has been identified as 38-year-old Mohan Maharjan of Kathmandu Metropolis 11. The accident took place when a microbus en route to Kathmandu from Japa fell some 35 meters below the road in BP Highway. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Sindhuli, Sam Bahadur Khatri, the deceased was the owner and driver of the microbus. 20 passengers injured in the accident are undergoing treatment in various hospitals in Sindhuli. Police have assumed high speed in thick fog as the major cause of the accident. The 7th International Conference on Development Disability concluded in Bangladesh yesterday with a call to early detection and treatment of mental complications to help people with disabilities live a complete life. Issuing a Raj Shahi Declaration on Disabilities, the conference called for emphasis on prevention measures to detect mental complications in people with disabilities. More than 500 people from Malaysia, China, Spain, Bangladesh, the US, India, Japan, Portugal, Sri Lanka, Sweden and Nepal took part in the conference. Dang District is setting up 13 parks in the current fiscal year in a bid to create atmosphere for tourism development. The Division Forest said that the Gorai Sub-Metropolitan City will have 6 parks, while Tulsipur Municipality 6, and Dasirasan, Baglachuli and Babai Municipality will have 1 4 years. The parks are reported to be a multi-purpose botanical garden in Gorahi, a multi-purpose park and martyrs memorial garden at Barakuni Daha Cultural Park and Lakhanthapa Park at Gorahi, and religious park at Dharanpati. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, light rain is possible at one or two places of the eastern hilly regions. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern hilly mountainous regions. The presence of fog in the western, midwestern and eastern districts of Terai region is expected to fade out this afternoon. Many parts access Terai. The nation are experiencing cold due to the cloudy weather. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now to some international updates. The death toll from a virus in China has risen to 56 and the number of people infected across the country is nearing 2,000. According to National Health Commission, 15 more people have died and at least 688 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed. Among the new deaths, 13 were in Hubei, the province at the heart of the outbreak, while Shanghai reported its first death. And at least 52 people have died in total in Hubei, 2 in central Henan province, 1 in Heilongjiang in the northeast and 1 in Hebei in the north. Hebei's health authorities separately reported 322 new confirmed cases of the virus, which first emerged in the provincial capital. Similarly, President Xi Jinping warned yesterday that China faced a grave situation as authorities raced to contain a respiratory illness that has caused a widespread amendment of Lunar New Year celebrations nationwide. Yuan and more than a dozen other cities in the province have been locked down in rapidly expanding quarantine efforts marked. Australia's bushfire strike in the state of Queensland saw heavy rainfall today, dampening some of the fires that have raised 2.5 million hectares of land since September, but the wet weather caused major floodings. The State Bureau of Meteorology said coastal area experienced up to 160 millimeters of rain. The Bureau said on Twitter that more rains are expected over the coming days. Several people were rescued from floodwaters and some bridges and causes were also closed. Recent rains across drought-hit Queensland, Victoria and New South Wales states have substantially dampened many of the hundreds of bushfires that have killed 33 people and millions of animals since September. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up top stories once again. House of Representatives meeting taking place today afternoon at 3 p.m. in Parliament's building, Banishore. Road accident kills one person, leaving 20 others injured in Sindhuli district. And China virus death toll rises to 56 total cases near 2,000. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineindianepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.